Turn left here at Briar.
Okay, cool.
Are James and his new girlfriend meeting us there?
Yeah, they should be there already. Too bad they can't get in without the key.
Oh, it's ringing. It's Jimmy Miller.
Hello?
Hey, Wyatt. I only have a sec. Did you get the address?
Yeah, we're like 2 minutes away.
Perfect. So it's being demolished on Monday, so you guys can do whatever you want. Just don't piss off the neighbors or burn it down. You can definitely knock down walls and make it work for you.
That's great. Thank you so much.
So I got your e-transfer, and if you could send me 20% of whatever you guys make, that would be great. I'm risking a lot here.
20%?
Blair.
What was that?
Nothing. That sounds awesome. Thank you for letting us use the apps.
I gotta go. Have fun, guys.
Okay, let's see. Now you're turning left on Greystone Crescent, and it should be at the end.
Why does he want 20% if we already paid him?
We've done this every year. We'll make more money by spending less on the space. Jimmy is hooking us up.
We're doing all the work, though.
We're here. Luke, go open the gate.
On it. How much farther down is it?
How are we going to lure people here?
I've been promoting this haunted house for months. This is what people are looking for nowadays. They want the next level, and we're gonna bring it to them. Hey, look, they're here.
You made it.
Hey, have you been waiting long?
No, just 20 minutes or so. It's so good to see you guys.
You too.
Yeah, good to see you, bud.
This is my girlfriend, Emily. Emily, this is Wyatt, the brains of the operation, and this is Blair and Luke. We go way back.
Hi, it's nice to finally meet you guys. I've heard a lot.
I miss the spooky crew. This year's gonna be so sick. This place is epic.
That's not the word I would use.
It looks so much more haunted in person.
So, how'd you guys meet?
We met at my cousin's wedding last summer. I set up the stage, and she was a bridesmaid. We've been together since.
Well, thanks for coming. It's nice to meet you.
So are you guys ready to party? I have 24 beers in the back. Should be just enough for me.
No. We have so much to do tonight. We have to get the generator set up, unload the car, pour the blood trail, set up the props, do the thing, put on the generator, already said that, find some teeth, get the baby. You know, we have so much crap to do, man. Come on.
Okay, whoa. We can get the generators going. Unload the car, pour the trail, and then party. We're gonna be all hands on deck tomorrow. We'll get it done.
Okay, fine. But listen, the service out here sucks, so I got us all walkie-talkies. All right, grab one, and let's all go to Channel 9.
These are for business, so don't mess around with them. Luke, I'm talking to you.
Fine, fine. And I'm still gonna have a beer. I can drink and work. Blair, these props look unreal. You did such a good job. We haven't even set them up yet, and these mannequins are kinda scaring me.
Thanks, as they should.
All right, everybody grab something. Let's get going.
Be careful with my children.
Phew, it's dusty. Who's going first?
Emily.
No.
I'll go.
James, wait. I can't explain it, but I have such a horrible feeling. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I don't know if I can go in there.
James, come check this out.
It's okay, just stay behind me.
Ugh.
You guys know what happened here, right?
Ooh. No, but tell me.
Back in the late 1800s, a doctor lived here with his family. It was a tuberculosis recovery house, but no one ever recovered here. The whole time he and his family occupied the house, they were performing experiments on all of their patients to satisfy their own grotesque needs. Their daughter was their final victim. So many people have reported sightings, and now it's just being torn down because they can't get anyone to live here.
Wow, you're right at home here, eh?
Those are just rumors.
Okay, let's get going. But before we unload the rest, let's do a quick walkthrough. So, this is where we're doing the hallway of coats, and we'll have a few scare actors like hidden in there. Oh, and we aren't gonna use the upstairs at all, so we'll need to figure out a way to block that off. Then they'll go left into the mannequin room, where Blair's gonna drape them with sheets. This is also where we're hanging the big plastic drop sheet from the ceiling. Through here is the sweet and charming little nursery. Then we're turning the kitchen into the hospital, which naturally leads to this room, the morgue. All the rooms are gonna have scare actors, so we'll have to create barriers and stuff they can hide behind. James, while they keep unloading, can you get the generator going?
Yes, sir.
Blair, can you do the blood trail path for our victims to follow? And James, once you get that going, just follow the blood trail with the lights.
Sounds good to me.
I'm so stoked.
I live in an apartment.
I'm going to set up the generator. Do you want to help them unload the car?
I want to stay with you. I want to stay in the house.
What? You hated this place a minute ago.
We belong here.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Blair, what's in these boxes? Concrete?
They're coats, Noodle Boy. Just kidding.
I've been working out. Look at these guns.
Hey guys, is Emily helping you now?
I thought she was with you.
Yeah, she was. I turned around and she was gone. Emily, where are you? Emily?
James, I'm at the base of the stairs.
Why?
Come here.
Okay, sorry, I'm gonna go talk to her and see what's going on. Emily, I thought you told me to meet you here.
James, I'm upstairs.
What are you doing up there? We're only setting up down here.
Come here.